Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story at 3:03. Now you can get an indoor tattoo, but you can't go to Knott's Berry Farm.
New guidelines announced today by Dr. Mark Galley, Secretary of Health and Human Services.
You'll remember we started out with hair salons, barber shops open in Tier 1. We later added nail salons, and today we're adding things like tattoo parlors, hair removal, and massage businesses.
Large theme parks will not be allowed to reopen until the county they're in is in the yellow, least restrictive tier. But professional sports can start having some fans in the seats in the orange tier.
Ticket sales will have some restrictions as well. For customers within a 120-mile radius to limit the amount of potential mixing and certainly discouraging out-of-state travel or faraway travel for multiple days in order to enjoy a sporting event.
Since a large swath of Southern California is in the purple, the state is now sending down strike teams to try and curb the spread of COVID. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Frustrated Anaheim Mayor Harry Sadu, not happy with the state's theme park guidelines.
This fails the working families and small businesses of Anaheim. As painful as this is, Disney and our city will survive. But too many Anaheim hotels, stores, and restaurants will not survive another year of this.
Mayor says Orange County health officials and Disneyland union officials agree it would be safe to open the park at the orange level.
Disneyland's president, Ken Potrock, released a statement calling the state's guidelines devastating to Southern California communities and the local economy. Potrock says Disneyland is being held to a different standard despite what he says its proven record of having reopened its theme parks around the world responsibly.
Two more people have died from COVID in Orange County, bringing the death toll to 1,412. Health officials say there are 300 new cases. No numbers yet from L.A. County.
2 hours to go until Game 1 of the World Series, and Dodger fans already are excited. KNX 1070's Andrew Greenstein is live in Arlington, Texas. Andrew, how's it looking?
Well, Karen, right now it's looking pretty empty here at Globe Life Field, but they just opened the gates just a few minutes ago and fans are starting to make their way inside. The Dodgers, of course, are in the World Series for the third time in the last 4 years, while the Rays are making their second appearance in franchise history, their first coming a dozen years ago. Now, the gates here at Globe Life Field, as I just mentioned, they just opened up a few minutes ago. Now, out of health and safety concerns, speaking of fans, Major League Baseball only put just under 11,000 tickets for sale, and all of them were sold well before the Dodgers and Rays advanced this far to the World Series. So, the only way that fans coming in from out of town, whether it be from Los Angeles or Tampa or somewhere else, can get their hands on a ticket is through the secondary market, and the lowest price ticket I've seen is $300. Now, during ceremonies prior to the first pitch, four healthcare workers from here in Texas will be honored on the field, with one of them throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. Reporting live from Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, Andrew Greenstein, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Manager Dave Roberts says he thinks the starting lineup is a winning one.
To have the balance in the lineup, and then you have, you know, specifically tonight, you have two lefties on the bench, two righties. You know, those guys over there, they play a lot of matchups, so to kind of play the matchup game with him and counter certainly is beneficial, and you can see that by their position player depth as far as their roster construction. But certainly having the guys that we have that hit left and right, it's pretty nice.
Game one starters, Dodgers, Kershaw, Rays will send Hart's high school alum, Tyler Glasnow.
The NTSB has determined the probable cause of last year's deadly dive boat fire was the failure of the boat owner to provide effective oversight.
According to the board, the lack of oversight by Truth Aquatics included requirements to ensure that a roving patrol was maintained, which allowed a fire of unknown cause to grow undetected.
At the end of the day, there's one person in charge of safety, and that was the owner of these vessels and the owner of the company. And that was Truth Aquatics.
Board member Jennifer Homendy.
It is clear to me, based on the interviews and the documentation that the investigative staff gathered, that the owner of Truth Aquatics had no idea what was going on his vessels, and that he turned it. It was a complete turnover of all safety oversight to the captains of those vessels.
The board also found the lack of a U.S. Coast Guard regulatory requirement for smoke detection in all accommodation spaces contributed to the tragic outcome of 34 people perishing in the fire. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The L.A. County Registrar's Office says they're continuing to work to find who set a fire in a ballots drop-off box in Baldwin Park over the weekend, modifying their security measures.
County Registrar of Voters Dean Logan said the fire is a subject of a continuing federal investigation. The actual drop box will be replaced by a new one in a location with better lighting and ostensibly better security. Logan said the replacement of that box sends a message to the Baldwin Park community.
To make sure that all of our voters know that the options for voting are being monitored, checked, and we will do whatever it takes to ensure accessible opportunities for voters in LA County.
Logan said the ballots that were in the box have been recovered. At least 200 were salvageable, and for those that were too badly damaged, efforts are underway to get the replacement ballots out to individuals so they can vote by election day. The registrar's office is also accelerating pickup schedules for the drop-off boxes from every 48 hours to every 24 hours until election day. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.